The Connecticut Sun basketball team is 2 weeks away from opening its 15th WNBA season. The organization parted ways with longtime general manager Chris Cianco in the offseason, and head coach Kurt Miller took his spot. On the team's media day Wednesday, Miller said that the team is hoping for a turnaround, and the key to future success will be limiting roster turnover.
I've preached since day one when I got here that, you know, I really wanted to dig in with a core group and play consecutive years with a core group and see if we could grow and build something special.
Miller says the organization has a sense of urgency. That could be because the Sun was 10th out of 12 teams in attendance last season, only averaging about 6,000 fans per game. But it hasn't always been that way. Back in 2010, the Sun was the first WNBA team to turn a profit. It made the playoffs the first 6 seasons the team was in Connecticut, including 2 trips to the WNBA Finals. But the Sun haven't hit the postseason in 5 years.
Well, it's a model franchise. The only thing that's missing in this model franchise is a championship. I'm working tirelessly to try to bring it to a place that clearly deserves it.
No one's been on this team longer than Allison Hightower, but she's missed the last 2 seasons due to knee surgeries.
Well, I know that they ended on a very high note last year, so that's what we want to continue. The ultimate goal is to win.
Hightower says that she is ready to make her return. Chinne Ogwumike, the team's star player and former number one overall draft pick, won't be. She's out for the season after Achilles surgery. With key players like Morgan Tuck and Rachel Banham also overcoming injuries, Coach Miller is eager to leave the suffering behind.
It's almost comical when you really start to write down everything that's happened with our players within terms of injury. We deserve a little luck, and hopefully that wave of luck is coming.
Opening night is May 13th. Frankie Graziano, WNPR News.